Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of November 2018, and this is the 908th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've had rather an enjoyable day of being out and about. It's a Saturday, and I usually do a bit of a writing cave, and today I went to the cafe to meet up with my writing buddy, and then we went to the library, and then we joined a NaNoWriMo group that was writing in the cafe of some very beautiful new student accommodation in the city. It's just been built on the site that used to be where the market was that I go to on Sundays, and so my memory of it has really been that. And it was a really lovely space to write. Very few people there, quite quiet, and kind of glass all around. It was slightly distracting because there was this wonderful parkour going on outside one of the windows, these really athletic and graceful young people leaping from a concrete block to concrete block. So they weren't doing it on roofs, but they were certainly agile enough to do that. Wonderful kind of somersaults in the air and across gaps. It was really, really astonishing and, yes, slightly distracting. I kept finding myself looking up and seeing this happen. And when we finished our writing there, it segued into a writing a tour of the building by the architect, because today is also open day, open houses day. And normally on open houses day, we have the cathedral tower open, and so I've never actually gone on a tour of any other building because I've been too involved in guiding people round the bell tower. But this time, it was there was so much else on in the ringing, in our ringing calendar, because of Remembrance Day, and weddings and all sorts of other things, and I'm not able to ring at the moment. So I was able to go on this tour at the end of our writing binge. So that's been. It's been a good day. Now, I've been planning to write my novel during my writing sessions that I'm doing in cave-like situations and in NaNoWriMo. But I was tired today and I just was not getting anywhere. So I switched over to seeing what I could brainstorm around this article I've been asked to write. And it was probably a good thing to switch, although I'm a bit aware that I don't want to head off for Europe when I'm in a stuck stage of my novel. I really want to have a good plan about how to proceed with that. But I should have a couple more chances to do that. I think I'll certainly be doing a writing cave on Tuesday evening and maybe next Saturday, depending on how organised I am by then. But tomorrow I'm being given a farewell feast. And so I think that and ringing tomorrow is going to take care of quite a lot of my day. So things are moving slowly in some ways and faster than I expected in others. It's a beautiful day out there now. It was really cold this morning. I'm really missing this jacket that I left at the theatre and hoping that someone finds it. And I even got to the point of looking in a couple of shops to see if I could replace it. There's absolutely nothing like it. So, yeah, it'd be very sad if that's left me. Ironically, I took it into the theatre because I didn't feel it was safe in my pannier of my bike, but it probably would have been safer in that. So now I've just had a pot of tea and I'm going to have a very early meal. One of the things about being in this particular cafe was that they made very nice chips, and one of the person sitting opposite me bought a great big bowl of chips and didn't want to eat them all herself, so I ended up pigging out on chips at lunchtime. Normally on a Saturday, when I'm doing a cave, we write until 2, which is when the library closes. And by that time, I'm really starving and I kind of don't feel as if I can kind of do anything else. But being sustained by chips meant that I felt able to go on this tour. And so I realise I haven't had a proper lunch. And so an early supper, I think, is on the cards. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've had a good week as well, that you feel as if you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you. You've been able to enjoy the outside. I've been able to cycle everywhere. That's been good fun. In fact, that it was more fun than I expected. I've been warned about leaving my bicycle outside the library. A couple of bikes have been stolen recently, and so I took my bike down to the bicycle shop where I bought it and asked whether I could leave it there. And when I got there, I bumped into a woman who has an electric tricycle and who I've met a few times, and she was just about to embark on this big trip around Tasmania to raise funds to save a bit of natural forest here, the Tarkine. And because I was doing the writing at the library beforehand, and when she was having this big send-off down at the wharf with some big names giving her a kind of farewell, I knew that I was going to miss her. So it was really lovely seeing her at the bike shop. She had suddenly really thought she should have her brakes checked again before she set off. So that was fun too. So it's been a nice day being around different people and also writing and doing what was most important. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.